significance of these objects.
Not a recognised sacred sound, but the work of sound artist Bill Thompson, produced inside Greek pots on display at the Marshall Museum in Aberdeen. Who decides what might be sacred? For Glasgow's museums, for instance, the City Council says it's not in a position to do so, but culturally sensitive objects are now kept in a separate store. At the Marshall Museum, the senior curator, Neil Curtis, has doubts about the whole exercise.
We've moved from a time when there were categories of objects, maybe things like ethnography or natural history, archaeology and so on. I wonder whether we're seeing now developing categories like human remains and sacred objects. My fear is that these categories ultimately derive from another Western perspective. So they're actually, in some ways, no more an indigenous viewpoint from another part of the world than just another way that we in the West have of classifying the world.